Welcome to This Nomad Life. I'm your host, Minnie Van Lee. I have Carmen here in my studio. What a treat. She's a fairly new nomad, and we're going to find all about what's up with her and how she likes it. So thanks for joining us, and let's get started. So hello, this is Minnie Van Lee, and I'm in my studio, which, as you know, is my minivan, because I live in it full time. If you want to see a little bit more about me, I'm on YouTube, search for Minnie Van Lee, but yes, I do live in my minivan full time. And I've met this most wonderful person, Carmen. Say hi, Carmen.
Hi.
And we're going to find all about what's going on with her, how she got started, how she likes it. And so I'm just going to turn this over to Carmen. I'll be asking her some questions. But first, Carmen, tell our listeners a little bit about yourself.
I'm 66. I lived in Washington and Oregon for a long time. And 2 weeks ago, I left for my new adventure, which I call stepping out in faith. And I feel like God has called me to step out and to fast and pray and to see if there's anybody out there that I can spread my light to and to, you know, be gracious and loving to others. I have found that not all places are that friendly. We're close to Parker, and it's not very friendly there. So I'm looking forward to moving on. I have 3 children and 6 grandchildren, a great-grandchild, and 2 twins on the way soon.
Wow.
So I'll have 8 grandchildren.
So, and how long exactly have you been on the road, Carmen?
2 weeks today.
2 weeks.
Two weeks.
Wow. So, again, what really did prompt you to start the nomad lifestyle?
Well, it was about 3 months ago when I started watching you, and I got really inspired to sell my house and everything I pretty much what I owned, every stick of furniture I sold, and put a few things in storage in Washington and headed out.
Okay. It sounds like the Lord sort of prompted you too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was more the Lord, because I wouldn't have done this on my
own. I was just there to like...
I was surprised that I got that urge.
So you did watch Minnie Van Lee videos. Mm-hmm.
For three months, I've been watching Minnie Van Lee.
So you do recommend?
Yeah, I recommend Minnie Van Lee.
All right. That's what I love to hear. So since you've been out here, what has surprised you the most?
The quietness. It's very quiet. And on BLM land, it's dark. And I had a little bit of fear at first, because my first night, I just parked on the street and front of a travel lodge motel and hoped I wouldn't get a knock on the window. But I realized how close quarters my van was, and it gave me a little bit of anxiety at first. I'm getting better because I've rearranged it now, but you're really on your own. Really on your own out here.
So in the 2 weeks' time, how long have you been on BLM land, and how long were you in cities?
Let's see. I've only been on the BLM land for a week. And the rest of the time I parked at Pahrump at a church that I went to, Assembly of God Church. The pastor invited me to come stay there. Well, they said I could go in the house, but I wanted to stay in the van. So I parked in their driveway and stayed in the van for about 4 days, and then I headed this way. Spent one night in Henderson. And then I met up with you.
I received an email. I was going to go into Quartzsite. I needed to do some laundry, and I wanted to pick up some water. Mm-hmm. fill up a few water jugs. And I was just looking through my email, and I got an email from Carmen, mm-hmm. which is you, mm-hmm. and she said that she was in Quartzsite, and she wondered if she could shadow me just a little bit. She knew that I was probably going to be going to Tucson, because I talk about it so much, and something just told me, said, go meet her. Just go meet Carmen. And so we met at the Main Street laundromat mm-hmm. in Quartzsite, which I always recommend anyways. Yeah. And yeah. You knew that. Yeah. She says, well, I'm here at the laundromat. So we met and fell in love with her right off the bat. I said, well, follow me. We stopped a few places in Quartzsite. And I said, well, follow me, and brought you BLM land out mm-hmm. here.
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. My first time really camping in years. I mean, I'm totally brand new at this and at camping. So I wasn't sure if I was going to like BLM land or not. But it's okay. It's okay. The rocks, I wasn't expecting the rocks, but, you know, it's all right.
Yeah. Well, BLM land is undeveloped land. So, mm-hmm. although this is even developed a little bit. Mm-hmm. I mean, the rangers have designed this for mm-hmm. us to just park here. Mm-hmm. So there's no water.
Mm-mm. No water.
Yeah. But you expected that, right?
Oh, yeah.
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 I knew I'd have to find water.
Yeah. So what is the best, even just in the 2 weeks' time that you have been a nomad, what's the best of it? Like, what have you enjoyed the most?
Saving the money.
Ah.
No mortgage, no bills. Because when I sold my house, I paid off every bill I had. I paid off my van, my house, of course. So I don't have any bills. None. I have a phone bill and my insurance on the vehicle. That's it. So no bills. I can come and go as I please. And I do. I mean, I was going to stay in Henderson a few days, but I didn't like the feel of it. And I told my friend, I have to go. I'm sorry, I have to go. So I headed over here instead. I knew I was going to Quartzsite because I wanted to see if I could hook up with you. So meeting you has actually been the best part so far.
Oh, that's, yeah.
I don't know if I would want to be on my own all by myself yet, but.
Yeah, but yeah, there'll be, you know, there are people who actually travel in caravans because
mm-hmm.
they like the community of it. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I like being with people.
What, it's a shame they've kind of stopped caravans because of COVID.
Yeah.
All right. So what has disappointed you? Anything?
Only the unfriendliness in Parker, really. I mean, that was, yesterday was just, I left there feeling sad for those people.
Aww.
You know, that they were so unfriendly.
Right.
That I didn't feel like I was welcome in that town at all. So I'm not going to spend any more money there. I've already spent at least $200 there.
At the Parker. Walmart, yeah.
So I'm not going to go back there anymore. But,
yeah,
you know. People, it's. I think it's because everybody is stressed over the COVID.
You think,
And I don't live in fear, so.
Right.
You know, I feel for the people that do, though, because there's people are walking in fear, and I'm sad for them.
Well, there might be also in Parker, they know that the nomads are coming,
mm-hmm.
the RVers,
mm-hmm.
and the regular people who live there have to deal with more traffic.
Yeah.
More traffic, people not knowing where they're going.
Mm-hmm.
I know when I was in Tucson, and living in Tucson full-time, it's a great spot for the snowbirds. Be patient with them because they're bringing the money in.
Yeah, it's revenue.
It's revenue. But I know that it can be frustrating because the streets get clogged. Mm-hmm. They don't know where they're going.
Like me.
I know. It's like, oh, you know, yeah.
Thank goodness for Google Maps.
Exactly. Yeah, Parker, enjoying Parker to the point where it's okay, but I'm not overly impressed with it. I enjoy Quartzsite a mm-hmm. lot more.
Oh, I like it better here.
Yes. In Quartzsite, they don't have the Walmart, but I will actually spend a little bit more,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
If I go to Roadrunner or go to some mm-hmm. of these, they're smaller stores.
Yeah.
But I'll spend more.
Yeah. And the Dollar General, you know, you can get a lot of things there.
Exactly.
And they do have a market, and I'm a frequent person at Pilot.
Oh, yeah.
For the shower. I like their showers.
Pilots are nice. Yeah. So, do you enjoy being out in the wild or in the city the most?
I don't really know yet. Because I haven't really been in the city doing this yet. Yeah. I think my only concern right now is when I'm in the city, where am I going to shower? Because the gyms aren't allowing showers, so how do you shower? You know.
Yeah, I need to call and see if Arizona, because it really goes by state.
Yeah.
And I know that I did see that they're 24/7 now, a lot of them. But I don't know about the showers, so I'll have to call and see what's going on with that. If you could do anything over, what would it be?
Bring less stuff. Oh my goodness.
Tell us about that.
I have got too much stuff. And I mean, I went from a house to a minivan. And I've already been to the refuse center, transfer center, with two bags of stuff. And now my roof bag leaked. So now I got to go get rid of my roof bag and another load.
Describe your roof rag to us.
Okay, I bought it on eBay. It was brand new. $53 I paid for that. And I've only been out 2 weeks. And it has holes in it. And I don't know how it got holes in it. So it leaked. And so everything in there has to go. And I didn't want to get a hard top because they're like $400.
Well, it's about time for a commercial break, and I want to hear more about this top carrier that you have. So we'll be right back after this break. YouTube.com, Minivan Lee. Videos about nomad life. Instructional videos, travel videos. I will teach you how to live in your minivan or SUV successfully in style. I share ideas and gadgets, including a really great solar setup, so you can keep yourself powered up and have energy throughout your travels. It's a great life, full-time. It's also great for using your minivan as a camper for vacations. So go to YouTube.com and search for Minivan Lee, L-E-E, Minivan Lee. Please subscribe and ring the bell for notifications. Now back to the show. We're back. So, Carmen, tell us a little bit more about that carrier that you have.
So, it's supposed to be, it's actually a heavy-duty vinyl type of fabric. And I don't know why it has holes in it. It didn't have holes in it when we put it up there.
So, it's not a hard plastic one.
No.
This is like
It's a vinyl zipper.
It's a
zipper. And it's, I think because I was driving a couple of days in some severe wind, I think that it must have been pushing on the stuff that was inside of it, and it must have punctured it from what was inside. I mean, there was a plastic thing in there. That's the only thing I can think of, is the plastic must have somehow
punctured. How much did you pay for it?
$53 plus tax and shipping.
So you don't recommend the soft
don't
zipper?
Get that.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen other people that have them, but after I bought this, my friend that helped me put it up there, he said that he had a soft one also, and that it had leaked as well. So the stuff got wet inside. So, I mean, it's only been on the car for about 3 weeks, because I had it on there a week before I left.
That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of
money. And you got it on eBay?
Mm-hmm.
So you can't, do you return things on eBay or no?
I can't now.
Okay. Yeah.
But,
alrighty.
And well, I don't know if I recommend eBay either, because I got my phone off eBay and it don't work right either.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
No more eBay for me.
No more eBay.
No.
I wasn't an eBay fan, but. Mm-hmm.
I thought I'd try it, but.
You know, I don't think I've ever ordered. No, I have ordered a few things years ago on eBay, but. So, well, tell us a little bit about the inside of your rig, and then tell us about your rig.
Okay, I have a very nice 2015 Toyota Sienna with tinted windows.
And that's a minivan.
It's a minivan. It rides super nice. Probably only get about 20 miles to the gallon. but actually somebody said that's not bad for a minivan.
In the city?
In the, on freeway.
Oh.
Yeah, it's only like 20, maybe 22 or 23 on the freeway.
Okay.
So, I do like it a lot. I bought it in the Dalles, Oregon, and paid probably too much for it, but, you know, it's my home. It's cheaper than a house.
So what's on the inside? Did you do a build out or no build out?
I originally started with 10 20 gallon bins, and because I didn't know what else to do, and I put the bed
okay,
I'm trying to take all this stuff thinking, oh, I'm gonna need this, oh, I'm gonna need that. No, but I don't need that. Once I got here, I went through it here on BLM land and sorted through the stuff. I'm still sorting through the stuff. And I moved the bed again, and I took some pictures and put them on Facebook, and a lot of people really liked the pictures I posted on Facebook over it. So I have 3 Home Depot black bins with the yellow lids. I took those 3 bins and I put them behind the seats, the front seats. So I took all the passenger seats out, except for the passenger, front passenger seat, which I wish I had of now. And I may still take that out if I can get somebody to take it out for me. So the bed is now behind the seats again, like I originally had it. So I'm up off the floor. Before, I had my bed on the floor, just on a pallet. This has at least 4 inches of padding, and I'm just laying on top of the bins with, you know, memory foam and egg crate, you know, mat foam.
How did that go last night?
It's going much better now.
Okay.
Because it actually opened up the space a little bit more, because
right.
I moved the bins, the 3, 6, I have 9 bins in the back. I actually gave 1 bin away, and all the toilet paper. I gave all the toilet paper away.
She has a lot of toilet paper.
Because I have lots of baby wipes.
There you
I
go.
I don't need all that toilet paper. So I emptied a bin and gave it away. So now I have 9, which fit in the back of the minivan. So that opened up a little space so that I can actually sit with my back to the bed and put my legs out, which I'm still working on that, but it's a little bit better.
Do you think you'll still get a board to put
under? When we get to Tucson.
When
I think
we get,
I will.
Yeah.
Because it's not.
Right. Well, Carmen had mentioned that she's laying on the bins, but on the lid where the lid is, she felt it on her back.
I can feel it a little bit.
Yeah. So did you sleep good last night?
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
Pretty
okay.
good.
Yeah.
I'm not, it's taken me 2 weeks to get out of the claustrophobic anxiety thing every night, but once I put the shades up and close it up, it's like, I don't know if I like this. I don't know if I like this. What did I do?
Okay.
But now I'm getting where, I do kind of like this. I'm free. I'm free to do whatever I want.
You get used to it. To me, it's like when I was little, I remember like my mom would put like a blanket over a card table and we would go in there. This is what it reminds me of.
Yeah.
I always say to my listeners and YouTube followers, I feel like this is my little clubhouse because that's what me and my girlfriend, you know, my neighbor girlfriend, we would play like that.
Yeah.
And it's like, I feel like a child again.
Yeah.
This is like a just a little cubby.
Yeah. Yeah. Little small space.
Right. Some people, I don't think, can handle the small space, but you're not a big person.
No.
And Carmen's kind of small, and she's taller than I am, but she's petite. You're petite. You were excited when you had, she says, Lee, you got to come see.
No, I was, yeah.
And she actually has space in the middle, because when I first met her, she was totally surrounded.
Yes.
By bins. She was drowning in bins.
Yes. Yes.
Tell us about drowning in bins here.
And the other thing I'll say is because of the handles that we have on the top, I have 2 cargo carriers on my ceiling. So I can put my pillows or blankets, you know, in one, and then I put my Reflectix and felt window shades on the other one, and I bungee cord. I love bungee cords. And Velcro.
Oh, me too. I've got quite a few somewhere in the store. Yeah, I didn't need as many as I have, but yeah.
So that works to keep some of the stuff above my head. However, when you're trying to, you know, move around in there, your head's gonna, because of the porta potty thing, you know, your head will touch those bungee cords.
You said it. Porta potty.
Everybody wants to know, well, how do you go to the restroom? I mean, that's what my first question was for everybody. Everything that I listened to is, well, how do you go to the bathroom? Even my daughter asked that.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. For sure. Max, I'll say, hey, Max. Shout out to Max. He goes into town.
Yeah, he drives in.
In the morning, he goes into town.
Yeah.
That's what he does.
Yeah, but his bladder will last longer than mine.
Okay, that's right. So now you have your bed on
the bins.
The bins. Mm-hmm. And then you have bins on
the back
for the hat, with the hatch part.
Mm-hmm.
And then I notice you have this little area in the middle. It looks so, to me, it looks cozy.
Yeah. Now it is. Now I actually like the space. I can actually sit on my bed because my head is between the two cargo nets.
Yes.
So I can actually sit on the edge of the bed and not be touching, because I'm short-waisted. I'm only 5'4", so I can actually sit on my bed and not touch the ceiling. My head doesn't touch the ceiling, which I like that. I do have some smaller bins that I'm working through now to kind of consolidate them so I can get rid of the space like you have here.
I'm looking at them right now.
Yeah.
She's kind of got her hatch. And after this interview, after she leaves my studio, my wonderful minivan studio. And by the way, I didn't mention, we are on BLM right now.
Uh-huh.
We're at Plumosa.
It is quiet.
I mean, listen, there's
it's
nothing
really
except
quiet.
Us. Yeah. I even got my door open. Because when I'm in the city, I usually have to kind of shut.
Yeah, because you don't want people seeing what you got.
Right. Well, I don't care if they see, but, you know, you got ducks honking, you got cars, doors slamming, things that.
True.
Yeah, I know. I see you use a shower tent.
Oh, yes.
Tell everybody about your shower tent.
I do like that a lot, because you can put your little porta potty in there, and it works out really well because you can stand up straight in there.
Exactly.
You don't have to bend over.
Exactly.
Like you do when you're in the van.
Yeah.
But I don't use it at nighttime.
Yeah.
I don't come out of the van.
So it's pretty tall.
It's very tall.
A deep blue.
And it's a pop-up.
It's a pop-up.
Yep.
Okay.
So, I mean, as soon as you take it out of the bag, it pops up.
Okay.
All you have to do is put your spikes
in
the
ground. Is it hard to break, to fold up?
No.
Is it just like maybe one of those? I'll have to, when you fold it up, show me, because I've never used a shower tent before, so.
Yeah. I like it.
Yeah.
I do like it.
Very nice. Yes.
That was, although the loops on it broke already.
Yeah.
So.
Now Carmen, uses the real thin Reflectix. Tell us about those that you have on your van. Will you tell us about it?
Oh, those are the emergency blankets that you buy at Walmart.
Okay.
They're just emergency blankets, real thin, but it helps to reflect the sun from getting too hot in the van.
And even though it's cool, I put mine out too, because in the afternoon it starts warming up in here, and I thought I'm going to get ahead of the game and cover them while it's cool.
Yeah. And you did thicker.
And you did too. Yeah.
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 Yeah, because if it's too warm in there, then I don't like that.
No.
When I have to shut the door and it's too warm, I don't like that. So I have my little fan going.
I kind of have mine going too. What's your estimate? Whatever the temperature is outside, how much warmer do you find it inside your van? Or do you have a thermometer at all?
I do, but I really don't look at it because the controller part is not on the outside. So I don't know if it's giving me an accurate reading or not.
Right.
Because they're both in the van. So I don't know what the actual... I should put that outside so I'd know what the outside temp is and then what the inside temp is.
I need one of those,
too. I forget about that.
We should look on Amazon and start pricing.
Because I have something like that.
Right.
You know.
This is it's an Accurite, and the top section gives the humidity, the indoor humidity, which mine is 22%, pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And then the temperature inside is 66.
Oh, wow.
So at 66 right now inside, I find that it's about whatever's going on out there, it's about 12 degrees higher in here.
Yeah, Yeah, I would think so too.
Yeah.
At least 10 degrees warmer.
Yeah.
Because it did get warm in there yesterday.
Yeah. Well, let's take another commercial break. Be right back. Amazon links for gadgets and fun stuff for nomad life. Go to youtube.com and check out the video descriptions. There are links for Amazon products. When you use the links, I receive a small commission when you order within 24 hours of putting the item in your cart. Now, even if you don't purchase that particular product, but you buy something else after using my link, I receive a commission on the item you purchase. This helps fund my videos and my podcast costs, which can be large sometimes. But thank you so much for doing this for me. And all of the links are products that I use and I have already tested out and are for the nomad life or camper life, if that's what you choose. Now back to the program. Welcome back, everyone. So I have some fun questions for Carmen, our newbie nomad. If you could do anything over, what would it be?
Bring less stuff, like I said.
Oh, okay.
That would be the main thing. Less stuff. The less, the better, because I want to be more minimalist than I am.
So let's do some advice. What would you recommend to somebody thinking about this? And they say bring less stuff. What would you have done different in your home before you actually got in? Is there any organization you would have done differently then?
Well, I should have decided on less bins. If I would have did like what you have, 9 bins there and 3 bins here, I don't really want to put mine here for space. So if I would have just had 9 bins and put in what I absolutely had to have, rather than, oh, I might need this, I didn't think about it enough. And with the sale of the house, it was all going so slow and I didn't know when I was going to move, and there was a lot of up in the air stuff, so I didn't think it through well enough, I think. Okay. Because obviously I didn't need all that.
Okay.
If I've gotten rid of that much stuff already.
Things that I do have in my bins that I haven't used, but I want to make sure I have them anyways. Mm-hmm. Because I know somewhere down the road this would be important, that if I did need it, it would be essential to have it on hand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. Well, like, I've given away stuff. Mm-hmm. Like my inflatable mattress that, yes, I couldn't use because it was too long.
Right.
And I gave that to Max, and he gave me his tent, small, yeah, little tent that I can, mm-hmm, put the bins in during the day when we're, right, camped for a period of time.
Right. Okay.
So,
what I'm going to pair it back is more organization. Mm-hmm. I do tell people, if you're thinking about doing this, get a notebook, mm-hmm, and start writing down things, or get a room, and then get a room that you just put things for nomad life,
yep,
strictly.
And
just,
I remember you saying that.
And, you know, I mean, and everybody has their own way of doing it, but that might be, mm-hmm, do you think then that...
I think that was good advice, and I didn't follow it.
Well, that's okay. Tis.
I should have, because I do remember it. I would like to say I have watched over 140 of your videos.
I have 250 now. I know.
140.
Very good.
Plus videos.
Thank you. Well, I just so appreciate it. So if you're thinking about this lifestyle, you heard in the commercial, Minivan Lee, mm-hmm, search for me,
yep,
on YouTube. And, yep, yes. Okay, another question. Where would you love to travel in the whole world? You can pick wherever.
Well, I can't drive there, but I'd like to go to Australia someday. But I don't know if I'll ever get there. I don't think I can drive there.
Well, yeah. Well, you could always, you know, ship your... You know, there are some nomads that are so big they actually ship their rigs to,
wow,
different nations and then travel around.
Yeah.
Yes.
That'd be spendy.
Yeah. That sounds expensive to me. Mm-hmm, but, yeah, mm-hmm. I'm just happy to see the United States.
Yeah.
You know, as a nomad, yeah.
And national parks.
Oh, my gosh.
I saw Death Valley, and, you know, I bought the senior pass, lifetime senior pass, because I want to see stuff that I've never seen before. I've always been available for my kids and grandkids, and I just decided that, you know what, I am getting older, and I want to go see some things.
I have actually been contemplating maybe taking a year and going and seeing. So if you're up for that, mm-hmm. we could go. Mm-hmm.
We could go. It'd be more fun to go with somebody.
Right. But just start seeing some net, you mm-hmm. know. I've got the pass too.
Yeah.
Mine's about due for a new renewal.
Mine's not. It's a lifetime.
You got the lifetime. You spent
the national.
You got the national, yes. Well, very good. Mm-hmm. And I think we already went with this. Can you mm-hmm. advise those thinking about this lifestyle?
Well, I don't think it's for everybody, but, you know, even as a young person, I liked, in the 70s, I hitchhiked to California, you know, when I was about 17 years, 18 years old. And I have always been a free spirit, so I never stay in one place very long. I stayed in Washington, Goldendale, Washington, excuse me, for 5 years. And I got tired of being in sticks and bricks. And it literally was a cement house with cement floors, a stucco on the outside. And I got tired of it, of the upkeep, the everything that you have to do to maintain a house. I got tired of it. So I like this idea and being able to just stay as long as I want, or, you know, as short a time as I want, whether it be on BLM land or in the city. I don't know yet because I don't have a comparison. So we'll find out.
We're going to the city pretty soon. Yeah. Yes, we are.
And we'll see if I like it in the city.
Yeah. So what advice, any advice just for somebody thinking about it?
Well, think about it. Pray about it. You know, I mean, I felt like I was led by the Holy Spirit to, you know, do this. And, you know, there's a purpose for me to be out here, I'm sure.
So. Any advice on if they're fearful about
That's
doing it?
That's something you have to overcome. I mean, I was fearful at first. And, you know, I feel safe because I'm with somebody. You know, I know that somebody's not far away. But maybe try to find a caravan if you're afraid.
Yes.
And not be by yourself.
Okay.
Because it's dark out here. It's
yes,
really
on BLM
here.
Land, which, in case you didn't know, BLM, it's got a couple acronyms going on, but BLM stands for Bureau of Land Management. Yes. Okay, well, our last question is just a fantasy. If you had a billboard, what would it say?
It would say what's on the back of my car, stepping out in faith. I'm doing this in faith, that this is what God wants me to do, and I just want to do what He's leading me to do. So I know He has a plan for my life and for your life and for all of our lives. We're all here for a purpose. And I'm just trying to follow what He's showing me to do.
Very good. I like that. I'm so glad that we had this time. This has been fun.
I'm so glad I met you.
Well, I'm glad
I kept telling my friends, I want to meet her.
You were...
and then we just hit it off.
I know.
That day, like, we'd known each other forever, it felt like. It's like,
no.
Wow.
I am enjoying Carmen so much. And we don't spend every minute together.
No. Mm-hmm.
We're here, we're close, mm-hmm. and she's doing her thing, and I'm doing mine, and we come together, and we wave at each other. I'll go over and say, hey, how's it going? What are you doing over here? Mm-hmm. You know, watching progress. Mm-hmm. So, no, I'm enjoying this, and we're going to be taking off in 2 days. We're going to Tucson.
Yes.
She's never been to Tucson, and of course, those are my stomping grounds, so Tucson, here we come. And we're going to stay pretty much in the city, although there's BLM land there. Mm-hmm. But we're going to do some stealthy
mm-hmm.
stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Show her some stealthy.
Yes.
Yeah.
I wanted to follow you, shadow you, so that I could see how to do this safely.
Yes.
And gain confidence, because I've never done this before. So.
Oh, we're in this together. I really want to thank you, Carmen, for coming.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks for inviting me.
So I want to thank you all for listening to this Nomad Life. I'm Minnie Van Lee. Wasn't Carmen wonderful? She's a newbie. She's just 2 weeks on the road. And I'm so glad I met her. She is a treasure. Remember, YouTube, Minnie Van Lee, for all your video needs about the Nomad Life. And remember that even if you don't want to do it full time, that there are people who are tricking out their minivans for camping, for vacations. So I want to remind you about the Amazon links on all of my videos. Just bring down the description. There's a little button under the window of the video. And there's all kinds of things that have already been tested out by me, Minnie Man Lee. I think you're going to enjoy for your nomad life. So until next time, I hope that you have a wonderful, wonderful week. I know I will as I live this nomad life.